Harper. All right, we're going down to the Valley of the Sun, or that area, so to speak. Forbes.com. He's a columnist. We love having him on. It's Barry Bloom. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great. How are you?
Well, pretty good. The Giants are slipping away. You know, they lost two tough ones here to the Reds, and one they got schmeiced. One was very close. And then, of course, the tough one on Wednesday night with the Dodgers. And but I will tell you this, and you've been around a long time. The National League West, they still fall over each other. The Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the Dodgers. This thing's still alive? Or, you know, it is August. It still is August.
I like schmeist. That was a very colorful way to describe it.
It's Miami Beach. It's a Miami Beach term.
Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah, I think you have to start worrying about the fact that the Giants are seven games out now with three teams ahead of them. It doesn't matter how long there is to go in the season. I mean, there's just they keep running into too many problems. And as you've seen in the last few days, you know, they came in, they had two great wins against the Dodgers to open that series. And then the whole season could come down to that McCutchen home run and then the extra inning game, losing that one. And, you know, it's been you're losing ground, losing games every day now. They have more injuries. I think the Rodriguez injury coming out of that fight hurts. You know, and the other three teams at the top of the division, you know, are all pretty good. You know, if I had to pick it now, I'd pick the Diamondbacks to win the division.
Well, it's going to be interesting these last 39 games to go. Barry Bloom with us. All right, Barry, the other thing, the A's and Houston, and all of a sudden Seattle is looking in at that. Boston is putting the Yankees away. Cleveland looks like they're getting things together now. The American League all of a sudden looks like a very, very solid, strong team league where everyone who's going to get in is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the top six teams in baseball are all in the American League, and it's been that way pretty much since July 1st. I mean, you pretty much had it set up in the American League. Only the A's were actually eight games behind the Mariners on July 1st. And with the way they played, they've thrown themselves not only into the wild card race, but into the division race, where the Astros have bottomed out from some injuries and bullpen problems too. So I think that's the race in the American League to watch as we go down to the last month, and then the positioning for the wild card, because you could wind up having Yankees against Astros again in the wild card and one really good team in baseball being gone in one game. And that's what's happening in the American League.
Yeah, pretty interesting. All right, one last thought for you, and then we got to run. I'm glad that you could be with us this morning. The Cardinals have jumped ahead of the Brewers. The Cardinals today have Gant pitching, who's been very good for them. On the Brewers' side, you know, they come back with Chacin, who's been pretty good for them. The Cubs got Quintana against Talion today. All of a sudden, the National League Central is a race, and it looked like the Cubs were going to push everybody out, but the Cubs are not doing that.
Well, the Cubs have bullpen problems, and, you know, they have problems with personnel. I mean, Rizzo hasn't had the greatest season. Bryant's been out a good part of the year. They have no idea whether he's going to get back before the season ends. I mean, you take guys like that out of the lineup with also the elimination of, you know, Fowler and Ross, who were big parts of that team when they won the World Series 2 years ago. The pitching staff is a lot different. They're hoping to get Darvish back. You know, that race is wide open. It has been a two-team race for a while, but now the Cardinals are creeping back in.
Yeah, I agree. Good analysis of the Cubs. Yeah, they have had Houston as well. They've had their injuries. Of course, the Giants, we've talked about a lot. Injuries all over baseball. In Williamsport today at Bowman Field, a minor league field, it's the Phillies and the Mets today. How about that game?
Yeah, this is starting a tradition that Major League Baseball put into place last year, where Major League teams open up kind of the Little League World Series, you know, to, you know, by playing a Major League game there. So, I mean, obviously, it's a huge game for the Phillies, who are also in a dogfight with the Braves for the top of their division.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right, it's going to be interesting. I know baseball wants to reach younger people, and, of course, they have all the little leaguers with the ball players today and all that stuff, so we'll see a lot of that tonight. All right, appreciate an early call with you. I know we've got a lot to cover, and I'm glad we could get you on. Forbes.com, anything special for you this week?
You know, we've got Ohtani, what direction he's going in. Is he going to be able to pitch now that he's been getting some bullpens? What's the next step? I'm doing something on the 78 Yankees. The Yankees just honored their 98 team, but I think the 78 team, which is 40 years out, might be, you know, their guttiest team. So I'm going to write something about Munson and that team. You know, it's pretty much what we got ahead.
All right, very good. Barry, thanks for the call this morning.
You're welcome. Great to be on, as always.
All right, thanks. That's Barry Bloom of Forbes.com.